Hey everyone. Welcome back to the channel where we break down the most exciting stocks in the market with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Firefly Aerospace, ticker FLY, a player making serious moves in the commercial space and defense sector. Firefly has been grabbing headlines lately with NASA partnerships, lunar ambitions, and a fresh public offering that caught investors' attention. The stock has had a wild ride since listing, and with the broader space race heating up against names like SpaceX and Rocket Lab, this is one to watch closely. Firefly Aerospace, founded in 2017 and headquartered in Cedar Park, Texas, specializes in launch vehicles, spacecraft solutions, and mission support for government and commercial clients. CEO Jason Kim leads a team of about 1,400 employees focused on everything from small satellite launches to lunar imaging services through their Ocula platform. The company positions itself as a nimble alternative in the aerospace and defense industry, targeting both national security contracts and the expanding commercial space economy. Breaking down the top line, Firefly reported roughly $160 million in revenue for fiscal 2025, up significantly from $61 million the prior year. Launch services contributed about $78 million, while spacecraft solutions drove the bulk at $131 million. That mix shows the company leaning into higher-value spacecraft work alongside its core rocket launches, which aligns with the growing demand for end-to-end mission capabilities. On the earnings front, Firefly is still in heavy investment mode. The company posted a net loss of $298 million for 2025, or about 2.21 per share, compared to a $231 million loss in 2024. Gross margins improved to around 19%, but operating expenses remain elevated as Firefly scales manufacturing and R&D. The story here is classic high-growth aerospace, revenue momentum building while profitability stays a few years out. Management commentary from the latest earnings call highlighted record quarterly progress on the NASA Skyfall mission and emphasized how recent contracts position Firefly for the lunar economy push. Leadership stressed execution on launch cadence, technology differentiation in maneuverability and satellite servicing, and the importance of national security programs as a stable revenue anchor. They also noted the competitive landscape remains intense, but that Firefly's vertical integration gives it an edge on cost and speed. Looking at the balance sheet, Firefly ended 2025 with nearly $793 million in cash and total assets of $1.82 billion after raising fresh capital. Total liabilities sit at $635 million, with stockholders' equity at $1.19 billion. Cash flow from operations was negative $205 million, reflecting ongoing build-out, while the company used financing inflows of $1.26 billion to bolster its runway. Key ratios show a solid current ratio above 2.5 and a debt-to-equity level under 0.05, giving the balance sheet room to maneuver even as losses persist. For the valuation setup, we turned to a forward PE approach, given the analyst estimates now available and the company's hypergrowth profile. The model carries high confidence because forward EPS projections turn positive in the outer years, and the thin operating history makes relative multiples more appropriate than a full discounted cash flow. The model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-20s, around $25, while the stock has been trading around $30. That leaves it slightly above our rough fair value zone. What drives the number is an 18 times forward multiple applied to 2030 EPS estimates near 2.54, discounted back for risk and growth fade, plus adjustments for dilution and the current book value trajectory. On the SWAT side, Firefly's strengths include its diversified contract base with NASA and the Air Force, plus improving revenue scale. Weaknesses center on sustained cash burn and negative returns on equity. Opportunities lie in the expanding lunar and national security markets, while threats include direct competition from larger players and potential dilution from capital raises. Recent performance shows the stock down about 16% over the past month and 60% over the trailing year, underperforming the broader aerospace and defense group. The chart has formed a double bottom pattern after the post-offering dip, with buyers stepping in around key support levels, though momentum remains choppy amid sector rotation. My take is that Firefly represents a high conviction speculative bet on the space economy, but at current levels, the risk-reward looks only modestly attractive. The NASA and defense wins are real tailwinds, yet the valuation already prices in a fair amount of execution success. If you believe the lunar economy accelerates faster than expected, there could be 20 or 30% upside over time, but assumption changes around growth rates or multiples can swing that target a lot. I'd watch for launch cadence milestones and contract wins before sizing up. Wrapping up, Firefly Aerospace is carving out a meaningful role in the new space race with solid revenue growth and strategic contracts, but investors need to stay patient on profitability. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts on Fly in the comments and hit subscribe for more deep dive analyses.